I feel disarranged, and when I'm making art, I'm hoping for this, what I know is going to be an absolutely tiny millisecond of feeling arranged. Feeling things come together, feeling some sense of wholeness. And I know it's only going to be like a split second, but it's so worthwhile to me that, that's what keeps me going. And it's going to be kind of accidental or incidental. So yeah, I think, definitely with sound, only with sound. I've never had that sense of wholeness from anything visual. When I was doing interviews for the piece, I was asking the interviewee to reorient themselves because I was asking them various questions about, depending on what their role was, in the community. If they were an emergency management person, I would ask them questions about, cultural history of tsunamis or something like that. And then if I was talking to someone who outright told me that they had no idea what they were going to do, then I would ask them other questions. And so, I mean, that was really, really what I wanted to do, was just to be with people, both of us, reorient ourselves to this place where I had once lived and they now lived. And it was not an easy, it was interesting because there's different levels to doing that. On the one level, you can reconsider the land and where you're at and what's happened there and what might happen there very easily. But on the other hand, it's can be absolutely terrifying to contemplate in some of the worst case scenarios. 70, 75% of the people of this town are going to be killed within a few minutes. And so really asking people to contemplate that is very uncomfortable. After I was finished with the piece, I watched some of the footage from the Japanese earthquake, and I actually got extremely physically ill and had to lay on the floor, and I couldn't get up for 30 minutes. Like, it was a really unexpected, just kind of psychological, emotional cataclysm. I wasn't expecting it at all. But when I was finally finished, I thought, okay, I'm gonna look at what this could look like. I was devastated. I couldn't even move after watching it, realizing that, my mother and my childhood friends and, my school principal and all of the people that I know, all of them could be wiped out instantaneously. So, it was complicated. Like, asking people to reorient themselves to this particular fact of the place that they live was very intense and uncomfortable at times. Part of the genesis for the piece was I was trapped on the coast in the storm, and I gathered some footage of the storm. So when I presented the piece in an installation form, I did these very, very slow, somewhat manipulated video of the storm footage, and then I used some text from the interviews. And then after I, like I said, after I saw that Japanese those videos, I felt like I needed to rethink what I wanted to show visually. Like, what I showed visually was very subtle and unobtrusive, but I think I'm still sort of trying to think about that. What do I want to see, and what can I stand seeing, and how much do I want to suggest visually? I was pretty sure that there was going to be music in the piece, but I think that particular song, which is more of, you know, a folk song, I really wrestled with whether or not I wanted that kind of stylistic, it's a stylistic intrusion in a way to me. When I think about it, you know, when I listen to the piece, it doesn't actually strike me that way, but when I think about it, it does. The reason that I included it was, and this might be, you know, one of the reasons that you second-guess yourself as an artist, was that it was a pathway for me into the piece. It's, you know, it was a bridge into the piece, and sometimes you need to remove the bridge, you know, in order to present what you've done, and it can still be whole and intact without that bridge, or even, you know, more accessible. Or, but for me, because I felt so tied and connected to the place that I was, that the piece is about, because I grew up there, I kind of wanted this traditional form of storytelling, of folk song. It's a mnemonic device in so many ways, like Mother Goose. These little tiny fragments of rhymes have survived. The world could come to an end before another tsunami hits, you know, everyone could come to an end before a tsunami hits the Oregon coast. And so, yeah, I mean, it is, it's about chance, but the only way to talk about it is to talk about it as if it could or would happen. You know, I mean, I thought a lot about uncertainty. I mean, that to me, that's uncertainty and chance seem to be linked, you know.